ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
4 years ago, then Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews promised Melbourne, Australia's heroin capital, a second medically supervised injecting room. Such was the demand for the city's first facility. But that promise has now been broken by his successor, Jacinta Allen, despite two government commissioned reports recommending a new facility and years of work looking to establish a potential site. Dr. Mariana Jauncey is the medical director at Sydney's Medically Supervised Injecting Centre in King's Cross. Welcome to breakfast.
Hi, PK.
You liaise closely with the Melbourne facility. What was your reaction to the state government's announcement?
Oh, PK, I was devastated, to be honest. Nobody likes a broken promise, but you know, you mentioned heroin being the, you know, really a problem and Melbourne being the capital. The situation's actually got worse since this report was written. So the Melbourne needs even more to have a supervised injecting facility. And so to see that, you know, being flung back is devastating for the people who use, for their families, and in fact for the local business as well.
Well, it was local business that really was concerned about this, and it's been drawn out the process for finding the right site. You know, clearly there's a discomfort around this. Obviously the government has to build social support for this. Is that what hasn't happened?
So, in fact, Australians do support harm reduction and specifically supervised injecting facilities. We know that more than 50% of Australians, when asked what they think about supervised injecting facilities, support them. But you're right, drugs is very much an emotive topic, and I'm well aware of that. But what we need, especially at a time when harms are going up, when deaths are going up, when risks from new and emerging drugs that are causing devastation overseas, when those risks are going up, we need to be leaning in to a public health approach, not shying away from that. And so we need to embrace open and honest conversations and innovative, practical, effective measures to reduce harm and keep people safe.
Melbourne is, as you've just said too, the heroin capital. Will the state government's funding boost to pharmacotherapy, which they also announced in the back down, make much of a difference?
Look, that is a good step, but to put that in context, in my state, in New South Wales, we have about 25,000 people on pharmacotherapy, and yet Melbourne has more of a problem and you've only got about 15,000. So the government has announced, I think, an extra 1,500 places to be rolled out over the next sort of 12 months or so. That's a good step, but it's a small step in the right direction and a lot more needs to be done.
So is this ultimately going to put more pressure on the one existing injecting safe room in Melbourne?
It does in a way, not because people are travelling across Melbourne to go there. Generally, people will use their drugs where they've bought their drugs, which is why you have to locate these services in the areas that is already a problem. And in fact, what we saw in Europe, where many hundreds of these services operate, it was actually the business communities that were calling for them because they wanted to take injecting off the streets and they didn't want public drug use in and around the business community. And what we've seen at my service that's been operating for 23 years is the business community is absolutely on side. So I think part of what's been lost is in this debate is as if there's some kind of a, you know, you can only have a service or you can have the business community happy. In fact, you can have both. And we really need to be, you know, I would hope we would see a government that is leaning in and doing things like, you know, increase in pharmacotherapy, take home naloxone, but also things like drug checking, increasing access to supervised injecting and decriminalisation.
How big a setback is it in terms of the work that you've been doing that Melbourne has made this decision?
I think having had a committed promise from government for over 4 years and repeated reports, coronial inquiries suggesting the same, much as we do in New South Wales as well, it's so disappointing. And I know, you know, we're run by a church, by the Uniting Church up in Sydney, and I know our Uniting Sister Service down there in Victoria are equally devastated because when you know what to do, it's very frustrating that governments don't allow you to do it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Marianne Jauncey, a medical director at Sydney's Medically Supervised Injecting Centre at King's Cross.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.